Welcome, welcome. This is the Coordinating Committee of the Pacifica National Board. Today is March 31st, and I'll just go ahead and take the roll here. We're starting this meeting at 8:41 p.m. Eastern Time. So here's the roll. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Bill Wanzala said he might not be able to make it. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Ifia Wangaza asked for an excused absence. She's on her way to the NFCB conference. Bonnie Simmons.
Yep.
And Wendy Sherrill is here. So we have a quorum. This committee consists of seven people. So let's see. Where the minutes from the prior meeting. I took the notes from that meeting, I think, and I was not able to get them completed into a form that I could pass out before the meeting tonight, but I promise I will have them for next time. So I suggest that we skip minutes approval. Jamie has volunteered to be secretary for this short call tonight. And so our main item of business is the planning of the in-person Pacifica Board meeting in Berkeley, which will be held on April 24th, 25th, and 26th. So we do have Grace here and suggestions for how this meeting will go. We had said at our last meeting that we wanted to start the meeting at 12 noon on Friday, April 23rd. Sorry, 24th. So what do people think? What should we do on Friday? I mean, traditionally, let me just say this. Traditionally, it's really kind of the chair and the ED who set the agenda for the meeting, but the coordinating committee is tasked with things in between meetings, and that certainly includes agenda items, and I know that Grace would probably appreciate it if we could give her any kind of help in how to best make sense of the agenda for this meeting.
Absolutely, and I'm going to be asking, as I mentioned earlier, the committee chairs to start thinking about that and suggesting items for the in-person meeting.
Okay. Grace will ask committee chairs for how. I mean, this is a pretty crucial meeting, I think. Obviously, we're going to want to be finalizing things with posting job openings. And actually, I guess we're doing that before that.
We kind of ready with those?
I think they're ready, yeah. Well, so I just had a suggestion that since Friday is a day when the general public is at work and the PNB has been asked to get there to start the meeting at 12 o'clock, that we use the afternoon for any kind of briefings that we need to get that need to be in executive session. Is that a good idea?
As long
definitely.
As people to end that early.
Definitely.
You know what, can I just ask, Bonnie, has anything changed with the, has there any updates you can give us on the site or the plans?
I'm just awaiting you guys kind of giving me more info, but at this point, I'm just figuring we have the site Friday, Saturday, and Sunday into the middle of the afternoon on Sunday, and I'm just trying to go through it in my head again and remember what it is I said. I think I said that we would do brunch. We would do dinner there on Friday now. Just to give me a little guidance because I have to actually write up the contract for the meals.
Okay.
I know last time we had a call we were talking about sort of loosely having lunch tickets for some people for Friday, but we didn't really know how many people would use them. I'd like to suggest, since we're going to gather everybody at noon or 1, could we think about people having their own breakfast somewhere and then have dinner, have a fairly early there Friday night?
Yeah, I think what we actually agreed last time, last meeting, was that the people should come to this meeting already fed, like breakfast and lunch, and that we would just go starting at 12 and go on until...
And then maybe have dinner around 5-ish or something.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, and I think that isn't the cafeteria open before 12 so that people can get a tray and bring it into the meeting?
But I have to actually set up, if we're going to do the thing where we get the discounted meals, I kind of need a little bit firmer info than I think we'd be able to give them for Friday lunch, because we just don't know. You know, I would guess that a lot of people, wherever they're staying, or some people will be coming in directly from the airport. There may be a few of those. And for the rest of the meals that we're having at the iHouse, I was just going to get 30 passes for each meal.
Bonnie, can I ask a question?
Yes.
For lunch, what are their hours?
I have to find that email that I sent you a while back. Talk about something else for a minute, and I'll try to dig it up here.
Okie doke.
Well, I think, you know, that since people are either having spent the night in the area and presumably, you know how they should be able to secure some kind of breakfast there if they've already spent the night there.
Right.
If you're flying in the morning, people could always grab a sandwich or something on the way out of the airport if they had to. So I just really hope that they will come to this meeting having done this lunch thing already.
The only reason I'm asking for the lunch hours is, you know, somebody has their light lunch or whatever at like 10 or 10:30. By 2, they're going to be hungry again. So
I know that lunch isn't that late.
Okay.
It's something like 11:30 to 1 or 1:30. It just didn't quite fit if we're starting the meeting then.
Yeah.
So I was trying to make a little bit more sense. All the rest of the meals, I think, will be fine for us.
Sure.
That sounds good. Why don't we go with that plan?
Just lunch not provided.
Yeah, you know, there's food. Bonnie says there's food in the area, so people can always...
yeah, that's good.
You know,
okay.
Scamper out and pick up some chips.
That's and then, Bonnie, is it still on that we're going to go to the radio station Friday night?
I believe so.
Okay,
good. Now, Bonnie, can I give you the little task of calling John Almella to make absolutely certain that the facility has all the connections needed, if that hasn't already been done?
It's all done.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God, they have T1 Internet.
Wow, that's great.
Awesome.
It's all done, and I've got him connected with the fellow from whom we're picking up this PA and a few other little things that he needed. I think we've already figured out.
I think the homestays are coming along nicely.
You know what I do need is for people, I emailed the board today, is for people to tell me who's staying with friends. I know there are a few.
Bonnie, this is Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not staying with friends, but if there's a place to stay at a house, I would gladly stay there.
Okay.
I wasn't on the list Joe sent around, so I don't know how it's worked.
I think Joe had you on his list. I mean, I was kind of...
Oh, really?
No,
what
he's
that
not.
Means is he found you a place already.
I was thinking we shouldn't be... I felt uncomfortable going through on a public stream, you know,
gotcha.
Who's staying where, so I figure we'll figure that out later. But I think he didn't have you.
Yeah, he's not on it.
Oh.
Okay, well, you know,
okay.
Or whoever.
You need to add.
I'll email Joe as well, so whoever's...
Got it.
Yeah, we'll know.
But we'll know that we need to add you. And Lem Lem's also trying to come up with some people now that Joe has come forward with the able to cover.
Right.
That's great. I won't be needing a place to stay.
Yeah, I know that you're with friends. Well, I'll just see what other people tell me.
Okay. So we're trying not to name a hotel at all, then. Is that...
Well, I don't know. We may have... Oh, I want everybody to be covered and nobody to feel like we're, you know, jamming them in somewhere that doesn't make
sense.
And we'll just have to figure that out as we go here.
Okay.
I'm hoping to have this figured out maybe by the end of this week, beginning of next week. We'll be able to find a hotel if we have to.
Remind us what time we have to be out of the room in the evening, Friday and Saturday?
I don't think there is actually a time limit. Just hoping that we'd be out of there by 9 or...
Yeah. I mean, one thing we really do need to do is build some breaks into this schedule, because we just don't do that well when we try and do too much, you know?
I think it's really... I don't think good work gets done.
Right. So,
yeah, you know, at our LSB meetings, it's almost, you can almost time it exactly when it gets to 2 hours and 45 minutes or 3 hours.
Yeah.
It just, people start to lose it.
Yeah. So, okay. So... I don't know, what else do we want to make sure that we talk about tonight?
Oh, can I add something extraneous for a second?
Sure.
I wrote a statement from the InterMeD, to the NFCB conference. So I sent it out to the PNB, but if there are any revisions, I think it's okay the way it is, so I just sent it out, but... It could still be revised if anyone thinks it should be.
I read it. I thought I was glad that you made one. You know,
yeah.
Pacifica needs to have a presence there, and you know, we can't be sending everybody. But did the archives? Anybody from the archives go?
Yeah, two
okay,
people
good.
From the archives are going.
Okay, good.
So it's going to be Ursula, two people from the archives, Ifia. Dwayne Bradley and Lem.
I guess our program director is there too, Ernesto.
Oh, okay, that's good. I didn't know that.
All right, that's good. I think those conferences are valuable. I mean, that one in particular.
Mm.
Okay.
I was just looking at the contract. I had told him 9 p.m. stop time.
Okay.
And since we're going to try to go to a reception at KPFA on Friday, that seems pretty reasonable to me, considering you want to start at noon, pretty long haul to begin with. And if we're going to start, as we have at other meetings, at 8:30 in the morning on Saturday and Sunday, don't you think 9 p.m. will be okay for Saturday?
Yeah.
I mean, that's 12 and a half hours.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We just get warmed up after about 12 and a half hours.
Oh, my God. Yes, I mean, just because we're saying 9 doesn't mean we have to go till 9 either.
Yes.
I'm sorry I'm so slow here today. I just found the lunch hours on weekdays are 11:30 to 1:30. And then there is no specific lunch on Saturday and Sunday. It's a brunch that runs from 9:30 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
That's great.
And then dinner Saturday and Friday is 6 to 8. So
great.
We can make that work in there.
Oh,
yep.
Absolutely.
So dinner is 6 to 8?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And brunch is 9:30 to 1?
On Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Cool. And so people will eat breakfast before they get there, of course.
On Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah.
Not if we're starting. Well, I guess they could try. We start the meeting at 8:30 in the morning. If you want to get up really early, you could.
Right. Okay. Dinner is 6 to 8 on Saturday. Okay.
So how should we do this? I mean, are we... So we're going to eat one meal instead of a breakfast and a lunch, then. And so maybe
Saturday
we should...
Saturday and Sunday, yeah.
Maybe we should have it be like at 11 or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't you think most people on their way will grab, you know, juice and coffee? They'll do something for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, at home I don't eat all that as much as I do at these things where we have to do these regular
meals. Eat all the
meals.
Time.
Yeah. Okay, so Grace, 11 a.m., let's try to make our brunch 11 a.m. each day if we can.
Sure.
Then in the middle of the afternoon, you kind of need to have like a 20-minute break.
And a candy bar.
Right.
Can we bring any food in there?
You can bring food in, but I can't formally bring in things from other restaurants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could bring whatever you want with you.
Well, I was just thinking like some snacks for the middle of the afternoon.
If we want large amounts of snacks that can be given out to everybody, that's their one rule, is that the catering has to be done through them.
Okay.
I was kind of trying to avoid that just because it becomes really pricey to do that. I was just thinking of water and coffee and tea in the room itself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do have, if you want it, I'll look it up and see how much it costs. They have kind of a mid-afternoon snack thing of, like, chocolate chip cookies.
Mm.
I can look up their catering stuff and see if it's, you know, if it's not that expensive, maybe we should do that. But I bet that people will kind of bring, you know, I always bring, like, a piece of fruit or something that's going to keep me going when I start slumping.
You know, fruit, I think fruit works really well if somebody... You know, if we can get a volunteer to bring a fruit bowl, not cut fruit, but just fruit, old fruit in a basket or something.
Mm.
Fruit, I think, works really well.
All right. Well, you know what? This is sort of lame that we're sitting here spending all
yeah,
this time talking
kind of
about
silly.
Food.
Just,
we
of
need
course.
To talk about the meeting.
Well, no. This is, I think setting out the framework of the timing is actually good. So we're going to have brunch at 11, and then we're going to have, because the other thing is we don't have to have brunch at 11. We can have lunch, have brunch
at 12.
Noon,
yeah.
Or like, more like lunch, and then, you know, I don't know.
I might do
that if it were me, but if they're actually going to be serving brunch food, maybe people feel weird about eating brunch food too late in the day. I don't know.
We only got till 1, so
right.
We could have lunch at 12.
But what do the rest of you think about that?
Well, the brunch is going to be there. So when it's a natural end to an agenda item, let's say it's 11:45. So that's when we break for lunch.
Okay, so a break for lunch between 11 and 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Okay. And probably 8:30 might be kind of early to start the meeting with people all over the place.
Oh, yeah, true. So maybe we shouldn't start until at least 9 and give people a little opportunity to get up wherever they are and get themselves something.
Let's start at 9.
Starting later works for me.
Okay. And then by Sunday we'll probably say, oh, my God, we didn't get all this done. We better start earlier. So, I don't know. We can adjust that then. Okay, so featured station, I guess, is KPFA. And I imagine that we'll ask Lemum to do a good KPFA report, yes?
I'm sure
yeah.
She's planning on it.
Yeah. And what do you think about, as you start to do this agenda, Grace, you can send it to the committee and we can comment on it?
Sure. I'll start that over the weekend.
And then if we're talking about having our attorney present, we pay him hourly for that, or is there a chance that we can negotiate some weekend rate? I know we don't need him for every part of the weekend, but we've never met him. And
why don't we figure out what parts of the meeting we do we want him to be there the whole weekend or part of the weekend? What's your sense? And I'll talk to him about that.
Here's a thought. You know, it might have be good to have him there for whatever his presentation about our legal situation is. And it also might be, if it's possible, I don't know if he's available, but if we have any closed session on Sunday, it might be possible good to have him there because we might have built up questions that we, you know, he could deal with all our stuff at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't have to pay for him to be there the whole time. It seems to, if it were up to me, I wouldn't have him there the whole time unless the other people feel that we should. Because a lot of this, or maybe he wants to be there to see what it's like. But, you know, we don't need legal advice all the time.
No. I'll talk to him about it and get back to you all.
Okay.
About what he feels is most appropriate and what he, you know, what he wants to make time for and what he thinks a fair compensation would be.
Okay. I mean, there should definitely be time for him to answer our questions if, you know, issues come up where we might need his advice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, usually that doesn't, you know, there's not that much of that. It's not like half an hour tops.
Right.
I have another question, Grace. Are you thinking about inviting other GMs?
You know, I noticed in the GM's job descriptions that attending the in-person meetings is part of their job description.
Mm.
But that's a good thing. I'm glad you remembered that, Jamie. It's basically, do we want to pay for the expense of it? I mean, that's the key question here.
Right, I understand.
I'm sorry, my phone kind of broke up. Who were you discussing?
Maybe inviting the GMs to come.
Or, you know, I asked Grace if she was thinking of inviting other GMs beyond Lemlem, of course.
Well, it's kind of strange to invite. I mean, obviously, the featured stations GM should be there.
Right.
On the other hand, prejudicially inviting other GMs, you know, without inviting them all is not. I don't think that would be wise or fair, or it wouldn't make any sense.
I'm sure they're not all dying to come, but no. What I was saying was yes. I mean, we always had them all come to every meeting, which I guess was a little silly, but that was how it was always done until this last year, 2008. You know, since we've whittled it down to a lot less expense, I don't know. It might be a good idea to invite them because we're in a very, very crucial time right now, and we all need to be on the same page.
Well, yeah, I could see, you know, I appreciate Grace's point about inviting none or all, but not in between. But I could also see why, if there are particular issues, that you might want to invite a particular GM. I don't know. I just wondered. You know, it's something to think about.
I think it might be something to talk to the GMs about. I think you might find that other than when they're doing their reports, I'm not sure how much of a good use of their time it is. I certainly wouldn't speak for them, but with that in mind, and also the fact that although I think we've been making a good effort to spend less on these P&B meetings, last time I looked, the financial situation of the network wasn't all that great. So I just don't think that we should lose track of our attempt to economize wherever we can. But a larger issue to me is how much they actually accomplish in sitting through these meetings, which is not said in reference to the featured station. I think that makes perfect sense because the station actually gives a report, and often the station in the town the meeting is taking place, you know, a few more issues come up around that particular station. Grace, maybe you could talk to them on your next call.
Sure, I will.
Point of information, this is John.
Hi.
We're going to have a phone line and a phone hybrid so that the general managers could be called, or they could call in and talk to the PNB that way.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That is. So that should be a separate agenda item. They should all be apprised of that.
Well, you should decide. It's not clear that, I mean, if you want them, yeah, it's possible.
Hmm. Oh, I'm thinking, I wasn't thinking to have them come and sit there through endless hours of stuff that isn't necessarily productive. If we were going to invite them, I think it would be like a brainstorming, how are we going to get out of this mess thing, or what does bankruptcy look like, or, you know, something really targeted that their participation would be really crucial. But I didn't think of it at all until just now.
Yeah, that's true. If this meeting, we do have a serious issues to deal with, and they're, you know, hopefully we'll get somewhere, and they're like the most important players. So.
Well, I'm sorry that we hadn't thought of this before, and I'm unprepared on that. That's too bad. So we need to really be thinking, what do we expect to accomplish with this meeting?
From the Finance Committee, I will tell you that, you know, last fall we were tasked with the monitoring, in particular, well, first of all, monitoring every station's performance with the tighter budget that got produced, and in particular, BAI.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're in a position in the middle of the year where we determined that at least some of the stations aren't making their goals.
Right.
You know, kind of by a wide margin. So I don't think we can just sit around and say, well, that's fine. You know, I think we need to make some decisions what we're going to do about that. We can't support that. So I do think there have to be some decisions made.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, so strategic planning. I think we need to block out plenty of time for strategic planning.
Short-term planning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, you know, strategic is a word, you know, we're like, I guess it could be strategic. It's still
about
survival.
Well, we could just say planning.
Yeah.
You know, however we want to put it. I don't think of strategic planning as being necessarily... I remember it from other nonprofits as being short range, medium range, and long range as part of strategic planning.
Okay, good. So you have a better understanding. That's good.
Yeah.
Somehow
that's
I equated
generally
strategic
how it's
with
thought about
with a 15-year plan.
Well, you know.
But so good.
We
okay,
could
so good. Yes, strategic planning.
We could even have an agenda item called emergency planning.
Yeah, I think that is an agenda item. That's a very important item.
Yeah,
I've got strategic, short-term, and emergency planning.
Well, it's all the same.
Well, it would be emergency first, short-term, and then strategic plan, and then...
Long-term.
Long-term. Emergency...
A longer, middle-term.
Short-term, medium-range, and long-range planning.
Yeah.
We don't have to have, or whatever. That would be... And I think we should block out the equivalent of one day for that.
Well, what I think you should suggest is that reports from committees and stuff be really limited because we, for one thing, they haven't had a lot of meetings yet anyway. Elections, I guess we would have to spend a certain amount of time with the elections committee because that's all really crucial coming up, and obviously the finance committee. But a lot of these other committees will not necessarily need to be giving a report. You should try to get them to give written reports that will just be in the book. And, really we should just be trying to focus on things that we can't do on the phone, you know, that we can only do in person.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, the finance committee, if you want to talk about planning, the finance people could go before that, you know, sort of to set the tone so we know where we stand. That would seem like a logical progression.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, just to, you know, to kind of to reiterate more coherently what I said before, as far as reviewing the budgets, through February, the network is about $500,000 behind the budget goals.
And the reduced, lowered budgets after we laid off all these people last year?
Yes, according to the documents we've received, yes. And that's after about $6 or $7 million worth of activity. So we're behind by like 8%. And, you know, by a big chunk. So we do have a problem. And it'd be good to deal with it now. I mean, we have to deal with it now.
Absolutely.
Well,
I mean, yeah, that would be a good, you know, theme for the meeting.
Well, I wonder if we could also have Lem in on this planning part of it, you know, and just talking to us about development, you know, different strategies and stuff like that. We're going to have to get really creative here.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, KPFA amongst all the stations has the best, as far as I can tell from my incompletely informed perspective, they have the most highly developed off-air fundraising and long-standing off-air fundraising program. It seems like there's a lot the other stations could learn if, you know, learning is going to happen. KPFA does have expertise, has demonstrated
right.
accomplishment in that area.
You know, the only thing, I mean, I think that's true and it should be discussed, absolutely, but I think that actually our on-air fundraising is going to be the most stable because major donors and foundations where you would get grant funding that are private, nonprofit, have been hit the hardest by the economic downturn in terms of their stock portfolios.
I
think the stablest funding source in this economy is our small donors, who a lot of them work in the public sector. They have stable jobs or stable pension income, and they're going to be the least vulnerable. Off-air fundraising, you know, I've been seeing in L.A. and in other, I've read articles about other places where restaurants are down, entertainment is down. So off-air galas and events and things like that are going to be, there's going to be reduced activity in that area, whereas probably the least downside is going to be in the on-air fundraising, which is our staple. So I don't know, not to say that we don't need to concentrate on development, but I think that the place for maybe the most opportunity development-wise is to look for some stimulus money.
Okay. Well, I guess the point, I mean, under off-air fundraising, they also include stuff like, you know, mailings, which are kind of tend to be not big donor items. You know,
that's true, and that dovetails with the election in a sense, because the cleaner and more duplicate free and more accurate our mailing lists are, that prepares us for the election and also facilitates more profit from mail drops.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, we've got. That we're going to definitely have a focus in this meeting on trying to get planning, you know, being proactive rather than reactive, I guess is the way to put it. Okay, well, is there anything else that we need to talk about on this meeting? Can we meet again in 2 weeks?
That will be what date?
That would be the 14th, April 14th.
Good.
I didn't. didn't look at this calendar yet, but I mean, I need everybody to really work hard on thinking about planning out this agenda, but I just don't know that we can just do it right now on the phone.
Right.
Well, if Grace comes, if you have a draft for us, Grace, or if somebody produces a draft, then we can, like, then we have something to criticize and pick apart. No, I mean, then we, you know, then we could, you know, we'd have something to work from, and it could be productive.
Yeah, I'll try to concentrate on it over the weekend.
Okay, well, that's 2 weeks, right? So.
Yeah, but if I get it out to you sooner, Chris Neera is bugging everybody because she's putting the books together. It'd be nice if we could get started on the agenda quickly.
Well, that's a good point. What's her deadline for submissions from committees and documents and stuff?
2 weeks ago.
Really?
Something like that.
Oh. Well, no, I mean, is there another deadline which is later than 2 weeks ago?
They do the books like a couple of days before.
Okay.
I see. So if we got stuff to her Monday of that week, would that be too late? Would that be obnoxious? Would she prefer it sooner?
I have no idea. I'm sure she would prefer it sooner, but I'll talk to her about that tomorrow.
I mean, it takes a long time to, it's a lot of work to create those books, but also understand that, you know, the way we do it is pretty inefficient when we just get the books when we get to the meeting. We really need to have this stuff sent out to us all by email at least first. She should be encouraging them all to get the reports in writing, but then I hope that she can, or somebody could send them out to the national board. Or some people probably won't look at them, but at least we can look at them if we have them in our email.
Yes.
Okay, the April 14th is open on the calendar.
Okay.
So, if that's good with everybody, then I'm just going to schedule a coordinating committee for 8:30 Eastern on Tuesday, April the 14th.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, that's terrific.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, everybody, especially
right.
people working on the logistics for the meeting.
Yes, thank
yes.
you, Bonnie
Thanks.
And Don.
Thank you, Bonnie.
We're trying to get there.
All
yeah,
right,
thank
appreciate
you very
it.
Much.
Talk to
All
you
right,
guys
thanks.
Later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.